There is at least one point on which many conservatives and liberals agree. America desperately needs more public discourse. They're calling on the president and the GOP to debate more often, something along the lines of the British Parliament's question time.
Now, is that his policy, that 3,000 of the richest people get £1 billion?
The difference between our policy and his policy, the difference between our policy and his policy is we thought of it and he stole it.
To explain why that kind of exchange would be good for us, we reached out to conservative stalwart Grover Norquist, and on the left, the editor of The Nation, Katrina VandenHeuvel.
We live in a world that increasingly demands more dialogue than monologue. Those are words from the Founding Manifesto crafted and issued earlier this week by a diverse group of bloggers, commentators, techies, and politicos calling for more question sessions for the president and the opposition party. I am one of those, along with Grover Norquist, who signed on. Here's why. These are times when unfiltered, unfettered public debate, rigorous, substantive, candid, and civil, are rare and hard to find. I believe that demand question time will help us to nurture a smart and vibrant democracy. Last week we witnessed a rare event. President Obama met with GOP House members, and their debate was as riveting as the best reality show. It made us all remember that political exchange can be compelling, even entertaining. This project will enhance civic engagement. The winners will be the American people. At a moment when so many lament our hyper-polarized politics, here's something to celebrate. Our cross-partisan coalition of new, old media and political folks who may not agree on everything, but who do agree that we can do better when it comes to encouraging unfettered and unmoderated discussions and debates. That's why, along with my colleague Grover Norquist, I'm hoping Question Time could become the American equivalent of the British version of Question Time in their parliament. I am a believer that more open dialogue can only enhance our democracy.
Katrina, one reason politics in the United States is so uninspiring is it consists of long speeches by party leaders. Speeches are monopolies. Notice that dictators like long speeches. There is no other side. There's no alternative view allowed. Debates are alive. Arguments are tested and honed. Debates, like the Question Time the British have in Parliament, promote politicians like Winston Churchill. Speeches get you politicians like George W. Bush and Barack Obama. And there are no teleprompters in debates. Coaches and speechwriters, that works for politicians giving a public speech, but they do very little to prop up the incompetent in a debate. This has happened in America. In the 1960s, Robert Kennedy and Ronald Reagan debated the Vietnam War. No one who saw that debate then or on tape since would have been surprised in later decades by Ronald Reagan's political abilities. He wasn't just a speech reader. He was an original thinker and a debater. This is why Katrina and I and many others are calling on President Obama and the Republican leaders in Congress to organize a regularly scheduled question time when the American people can watch our political leaders engage in debate, ask each other questions, and let us know what they're thinking and where they hope to take America.
Grover Norquist is president of Americans for Tax Reform. Katrina VandenHeuvel is editor of The Nation.